Audio Morning Brief, the U.S. Grain Markets, 8:04 a.m. Eastern Time, March 21st. I'm Rich Potts for Critical Point. Okay, yesterday, Federal Reserve came out, left rates unchanged, but also showed they're still considering three rate cuts. That really excited the stock market, and it's up and away. It's a rocket ship, perhaps, for the rest of this year. And I think it's encouraging the bond market to actually lower interest rates, although I would think they'd be rather tethered to the Federal Reserve rate, meaning they can't drop it by gigantic amounts, I wouldn't think, until the Fed actually cuts and then they'll lead the way down. But I think this is a good thing for the economy. I think it gives a green light, and it's also giving a green light to global central banks to also start working on lowering interest rates, even though Japan's actually raising theirs. They're just correcting something that's gone on for 30 years, and I'm so happy for them, and I'm happy the U.S. is doing more business with Japan. I even have friends and relatives working with companies that are doing business with Japan and been able to sit in on some meetings and just listen, and it's been fascinating and encouraging. All this means probably better global demand coming for our exports, and export prices for the U.S. are up more than import prices. I think that's a good thing for our economy, but I also think it means more export businesses there. The demand's improving, and I think there's an indicator I use from the Netherlands that's probably turning up this year to show a long-term bottom in global trade, and I think it improves over the next few years. I think China's stock market is probably bottom long term, but I'm not so confident. It hasn't worked as well for me as I would have liked, but I think it's probably turned a corner, and I think they'll be all right on their economy, but I'm not convinced we're going to have strong demand from them this year. But I do think things improve on the demand side. Now, I think the grain markets have woke up, that they've dialed in South America. I think the bear funds, some of them are even a bit feeling a bit trapped here. They're hoping to get back some of their huge profit here if it backs off. I think more of them are going to flip and evolve to the bullish side. I think the bulls that hung in there are now a little more encouraged too. But this could be still a very slow process of turning these markets up. I don't think we're going to get any major up moves till May into June, July, and then it's probably all over for the year. But we still have a chance for a crop problem to make that a huge up move in May, June, July, and maybe August. All right, so where are we at now in the short term? Basically, for the corn market, it bottomed last Friday for level three. The trend is up, just took out the prior level three high. It's met the minimum of our targets. Model gets a gold star, but that's also a clue to consider moving the objectives up. But for the moment, we're leaving the current range upside of 451. We'll leave it there, but we may come up with reasons to put it even a bit higher. And the daily indicator's acting bullish, like there's more upside coming in the next 1 to 3 days. And the model's saying, well, it shouldn't top out the next week. So yeah, it should go up 2 to 3 days at least, business days, okay? So I like the looks of that until they just knock it down below last week's low. I think we've stair-stepped up here a couple of times, and the larger trend is up for a while, and we'll explain more in the weekly update this morning, but it looks good to me. More upside, and a level four bottom occurred yesterday. Maybe the prior day would be the better day for it. I was really pleased. The selling could have come in easily and broke that market lower, and it wasn't there. The bears didn't have it. They had no interest whatsoever, and today they're basically saying, those bears are saying, uh-oh, we should have actually bought some yesterday. I think it looks good, really good. All right, now I say really good. I'm not forecasting gigantic price up moves. I'm just saying the trend is up, and that's very good compared to what we've seen for the earlier part of this year. That was ridiculous. All right, let's move to the May soybeans. This one just took out the high of last week, did it this morning here. Yes, it can pull back today, tomorrow for a level four, but the model's saying brand new level three uptrend bottom this week, unlike corn the bottom last week, and it's saying it probably won't top out to late next week into the following week, so there's a chance for a little more time to move up than corn. And I still have an objective that was met the minimum this morning, so we get a gold star ahead of schedule, which tells us to consider still higher objectives. Well, we'll first stick with the range that we had up to about 1236, but I'm also adding another range that seems a little iffy right now, but I think we better put it on the table anyways, and that's about 12:43 on up to about 12:60 for May beans. That may wait for days, weeks, a few months yet, don't know, but it is something we need to put on the table. Daily indicator didn't really trigger oversold, came close to it, turned to the buy side. It really doesn't have the wide spread to tell us it's going up the next few days, but it looks at least somewhat bullish, and it is a buy signal, okay? So I think the indicator came in very close to the model picking the bottom, and that is evidence, supporting evidence to the model. The five-day average has already turned up again. That's supporting evidence to the model of a level three bottom, but that five-day average can be downside resistance, so they can knock it all the way back to about the midpoint of yesterday if they want, and that doesn't change anything. That's not bearish enough for me. You got to take out the low of this week to make me think, uh-oh, something didn't work. Something wasn't right. Otherwise, I say it's going higher into next week. Now let's move to the May Chicago week wheat market. And 2 days ago, it popped through a trend line, pulled back as if it was trying to touch that trend line, did not find the sellers of supply, and wound up closing up for the day in a very nice day. The five-day average was also near that day's low. Yesterday, they knocked it down again, poked it through the five-day average, but did not get it down to the trend line, and then closed it back above the five-day average. So it's looking constructive, like the funds are flipping here, where they'd like to buy a five-day average, not sell it. Now, the daily indicator is approaching overbought, however, so it may be limited upside, but I'm currently looking at maybe 567 to maybe about 588. That seems kind of high right now, and I might be getting carried away here, and so also for the model. And the model is warning that, wait a minute now. I was going to say the model is showing a top tomorrow. That's going to be a minor rule violation, so I say wheat should go higher in the next week right along with corn and soybeans, but it might top out at the same time of corn or even a little sooner, and it may be a bit of a struggle to the upside. I'm hopeful something wakes wheat up and we see an explosive run, which is why I'm including some of those higher upside objectives, even though they're not making the most sense right now, okay? So at any rate, let's give the wheat market a chance to go up. If it trades below yesterday's low, that's not really problematic. What would bother me if it trades to a new low for the year? I'm willing to give a lot of room to the downside, but I won't get concerned until it goes to a new low for the year. And even then, I'll probably still be bullish anyways. But I will reevaluate, okay, and see what's going on and what can we come up with. I want to give it some room here to base build, frankly. And it is going to have a problem fundamentally that we're approaching the first crop harvest, right? But at the same time, there's time to put this up quite a bit before we actually get that harvest. And I think they've already dialed in some of the early harvest pressure. So we may see the real harvest pressure is when the real downside shows up. And I think that's going to be rather limited too. Somehow, some way, I think wheat's probably going to be higher in the summer, right along with corn and soybeans, even though in theory, you got some harvest there that can interfere when you won't have a harvest in the corn and soybeans. As far as the rest of the world's concerned, I think we've just dialed in South America, and therefore the bears are over and done with now into summer. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.